You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. In March 2024, RNIB launched the Out of Sight campaign, calling for comprehensive support to be offered consistently to blind and partially sighted people across England. With over 25,000 signatures so far, they're working to boost the petition to 50,000 signatures and get more MPs on board to support the campaign. We're joined today by Vivian Francis, RNIB Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer, to learn more. Hi Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, glad to be here.
So what are the key aims of the Out of Sight campaign?
So we really want to see a revolution in vision rehab and people's access to it. So we've recently completed a Freedom of Information Act report, and we've got some really quite strong data that is showing that the vast majority of people are not getting the vision rehab they need within the recommended timeframe. So as RNIB, we recommend that local authorities complete an assessment within 28 days. But we know that in 85% of local authorities, that isn't happening. And in some 20% of local authorities, people are waiting over a year to get the vision rehab that they are legally entitled to. We know that vision rehab can be absolutely game-changing. It offers people not only practical skills such as cane training, but obviously emotional support as well. It really does support people in building an independent life. Without it, we're hearing from people that in some cases, people don't even feel that they can leave home, sometimes for years. So it really is this sort of a vital step in somebody accepting their sight loss, adapting their lives however they choose, and rebuild their independence in, again, the way that they want to.
As you said, there's still a lot of work to be done, but what have been some of the major successes in the campaign so far?
So we had, this has been a campaign that has caught the imagination. So we have had a lot of signatures on our petition so far. So it's great to see that people are coming together to show their support for the aims of the campaign. We are engaging with the CQC, who regulates all adult social care services, and they are looking to speak to us actually about exploring how vision rehab could be regulated, which is a fantastic step, and we're really welcoming that development. But in the meantime, people are still not getting the support. And so what we're trying to get across in really simple terms, really, is just how people's lives get put on pause without vision rehab. And we're trying to explain that. And like I said, this was a campaign that caught the imagination last year. We're really trying to get across that through the campaign and that we're having, largely it will be playing out on social media, showing examples of people's everyday lives just being put on pause. So whether that looks like, you know, you're no longer able to do the baking that you loved or look after your family in the same way or just go out and meet friends using the bus, all those things, you know, we can all imagine how that would be if they were suddenly taken. So we really want to get both the understanding of the public and for people to really mobilise and back our petition. We are aiming to get to 50,000 signatures, like you said. Obviously, we want this on the radar of government and in particular Health and Social Care Minister Wes Streeting to really give this a push.
And how can people help support the campaign and raise awareness of the importance of vision rehabilitation?
So I think there's a number of ways. So we are asking people to sign our petition. So already we have 25,000 people who have signed it. So you can go to our website and do that, or share your story, contact us, share it on social media. And really, I think that putting people's weight behind the petition, it feels like a small thing, but really it does help us ensure that government sits up and takes note that this is something that is affecting a lot of people. This is something that as a society we all have to be aware of and do something about. So yeah, I'd say they are the main ways.
And if people are currently waiting for vision rehabilitation or they've just received a diagnosis, what support can RNIB offer?
So we really do want to hear from people who are experiencing delays. They can join the conversation on social media, join the campaign and share their experiences with our campaigns team as RNIB, and we can look at how we could help them take that forward. Also, if somebody is seeking support during this time, we have a number of different routes for that. We have a helpline, which is a great start point for anybody experiencing sight loss or not getting the support that they need. We have ECLOS, so our eye care liaison officers, which are an absolutely superb resource embedded in NHS settings. They're frontline in terms of supporting somebody going through sight loss and signposting the different support available. So I'd say all of those ways, whatever somebody is looking for, whether it's to really get involved in the campaign or they would need some support themselves, either way, we can support as RNIB. And the information about all of those different routes is on our website, or look for our social media activity and you know, join the conversation if that's what you'd prefer to do.
And finally, where can people learn more about the Out of Sight campaign and find the petition?
Yeah, so if people come to our website, rnib.org.uk, look for our campaigns section, they can find the petition. But equally, there is support available through the website as well. So whatever somebody is looking for, they should find it on our website.
Well, thank you so much, Vivian Francis, RNIB Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.